I mentioned we have a special treat today. We have some young folks here in the studio, joined by Linnell Ettinger-Kortzaya, who is the artistic director for the Greenspring International Academy of Music. We recently talked about their gala performance. And Linnell, it's so good to have you back here in the studio.
Thank you, Mike. It's a delight to be here.
We have a special event coming up at the Academy on Sunday. That is June 3rd. It's hard to believe it's June already. Where did the time go? It's at 2 o'clock at Greenspring International Academy of Music. And now the performers that are here in the studio today, they have won a competitive audition to be part of this performance, haven't they?
That's correct. So we do multiple recitals a year, but this recital on Sunday, which is free to the public, is a recital that showcases our advanced students. So listeners today will feel like they've gone to Carnegie Hall because both Noah Robinson, who's 16 years old, and Randall Johnson, also 16 years old, are exceptional young talents. And we're going to feature them on Sunday.
Now, this concert is free to the public, as are most of your events at Greenspring.
That's correct. It is our way of giving back to the community. The concert on Sunday is also a wonderful way of giving the next generation of superstar musicians their start and performance opportunities.
And we don't want to leave out our special guest, Charles Staples, who is the accompanist today. Charles is on the faculty as well.
And Charles is one of my favorite pianists in the world. He is just incredible to watch and listen to. And so we are just thrilled that he's on our faculty. He's a phenomenal teacher as well as a coach for our chamber music programs.
Well, let's get started with some performing here. We have a little bit of Beethoven by Randall. Do you want to introduce the piece for us?
Absolutely. So Randall will be playing Beethoven Sonata number 3 in C major. He's going to play the first movement. And because of time constraints, he'll do the exposition only. But I will say one special thing about Randall for those that are listening. When Randall was 13 years old, we took him on tour to the UK.
Oh, wow.
And he made his European debut in the Jacqueline Dupré Concert Hall at Oxford University. So all the way from England, back to Richmond, and here we are at WCVE.
Very special. So Randall is going to play a little bit of Beethoven from the Sonata No. 3 in C major, Opus 2, the first movement.
Thank you.
was wonderful. Randall Johnson, pianist, the Sonata No. 3 in C major from Opus 2, the first movement, the exposition of Beethoven here on 88.9 WCVE. What a treat, Linnell.
Oh, isn't he amazing?
He really is.
We are so proud of Randall. He's been a member of our Young Artist Program at Greenspring International Academy of Music, and it's a program that's designed for serious young music students. It's very much like going to a conservatory. They study their private instrument. He happens to study piano with Alexander Korzaya, but he also has taken music history and theory and chamber music. And I think what makes Randall really stand out is he's also a composer and has written absolutely extraordinary pieces. We just featured him in a concert. He went on a little mini tour of the East Coast with this, performing his original compositions. And you feel like Beethoven has been reborn through Randall. In fact, it was very sweet. When we took Randall to England, he was, instead of being glued to an electronic device, like lamentably many young people are today, he was walking down the street holding a score of Beethoven. And I remember one time having to say, Randall, watch out, because the cars come from the opposite direction. But we knew that he was extraordinary, even at the age of 13. And here he is at 16, and he has such a promising career ahead of him. Randall, tell us a little bit about your musical experiences at Greenspring.
Well, my experiences at Greenspring, they're very good, and I really appreciate all the teachers and all the instructors that have trained me over the years. And I really encourage others to come out to get music lessons from the Greenspring Academy and to really just be involved in that academy. And I really like it. It's really much fun.
We're so thrilled to have you here. Thank you so much for performing. I'm sure you enjoy performing in shorts as opposed to formal wear. I know as a performing musician, it's so constraining sometimes what we wear. So nice to be in a radio studio, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. We have another performer here from our Young Artist Program, Noah Robinson. And Linnell, tell us a little bit about what Noah is going to perform for us.
So Noah will be performing with Charles Staples accompanying on the piano Mendelssohn's famous violin concerto in E minor. He's doing the second movement on Dante. Thank you.
That was Noah Robinson with Charles Staples at the piano. The second movement, the Andante, from the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in E minor, Opus 64. Linnell Edgar Corzaya is here with us because Noah and Randall Johnson, who performed before Noah, all part of the performance at the Greenspring International Academy of Music this Sunday at 2 o'clock.
That's right. It's at 2 o'clock, and we have Randall and Noah performing, as well as many other advanced students that are at Greenspring International Academy of Music. So there'll be harpists and singers, as well as these two young men. I have to say, Noah, he's part of a family that is incredibly special to me personally, because we have had a wonderful association with the Robinson children. There are seven that have been involved with Greenspring programs, and they all play the violin, and they're the most exceptional kids. What's such a pleasure as a teacher is when you have a student like Noah, you can work really, really hard and get up in the morning and say, this is why I teach, this is why I do what I do, because he's so gifted, but also so receptive to learning and to trying new things and working hard. They are doing these two parents are doing an exceptional job with their children. So I absolutely adore Noah. And Noah went on tour with us this past summer to Wales and got to perform in the outdoor Welsh proms. So quite a European debut for him as well. Noah, tell us a little bit about your experiences.
I got to go there. There were lots of opportunities. You got to meet new people. You got to learn more about music. I saw that music was the same around all cultures, you know, how the performance is the same, but the people are different. I thought it was a great experience. The teachers are great. The audience is great. It was just great overall.
Thank you, Noah. And Charles, while you're here, let's talk to you just a moment if we could. So Charles is, again, a piano teacher and a chamber coach, and you have coached these students. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, this is the fifth Robinson that I have worked with, and either as a teacher, a coach, or an accompanist, a collaborative pianist. And I have had a ball getting to know the family. We've traveled all around with the Academy and also some non-Academy events. And so it's just been my pleasure to have the opportunity to work with them.
Absolutely. So we look forward to the bright future of both of these young men. And I just want to say again, thanks to you, Mike, for all the support that you give to Greenspring. And the treat was that you played in our gala.
That's true.
As a clarinetist.
That was fun.
You made it so special for us. And Noah was part of the gala orchestra. So the two of you already knew each other.
That's true.
So we're very thankful for WCVE and the wonderful support you give our young people who are changing the world through music. Just imagine if everyone played an instrument, we would have world peace. We've just solved a big problem because you have to work so hard to play so well, don't you, kids?
Yes.
So thank you both, Randall. Thank you, Noah. And thank you, Charles and Mike.
Well, thank you for stopping by. And we look forward to future performances here in our new little renovated studio where we could do some of this live stuff. So thank you for coming by, Linnell.